says that Iranian authorities have seized two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz on Friday, intensifying tensions in the strategic waterway. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports one of the ships was allowed to continue its voyage.
One of the ships is British, the other sails under Liberia's flag. And Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt called the seizure unacceptable.
This is completely unacceptable. Freedom of navigation must be maintained.
Iran confirmed that it seized a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz because it was not complying with international maritime laws and regulations. It says the Liberian tanker is not detained. Earlier this month, Britain assisted in the seizure of an Iranian oil supertanker. President Trump says U.S. officials will speak with Britain about this unfolding situation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump expressed confidence an Iranian drone was downed in the Strait of Hormuz as it approached a U.S. warship the previous day. However, AP correspondent Sagar Magani explains that Iran's Revolutionary Guard say that the incident never actually happened.
The president said the drone got too close to the USS Boxer yesterday,
ignoring multiple calls to stand down,
and that the warship acted in self-defense.
We have no information about having lost a drone today.
Hours after Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's statement, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it can provide images showing there was no confrontation and that it did not lose any drones. Iran shot down an American drone last month, and the president had ordered a military strike in response, but called it off at the last moment. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President Trump on Friday offered to help ease tensions in the political-economic dispute between Japan and South Korea, which threatens global supplies of memory chips and smartphones. This is VOA News. A large portion of the United States is in the midst of a heat wave. Forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in areas where record temperatures will likely be set Saturday. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said that several outdoor events planned for the weekend have been canceled.
We have instructed that the triathlon and the Aussie Fest be canceled given the heat conditions.
The temperatures in Washington, D.C. expected to reach 43.3 degrees Celsius. Meteorologists say for a short while it will feel just as hot in Washington as Death Valley, California. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed in Argentina Friday the U.S. imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah militant group leader suspected of directing a deadly 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people. In his remarks in Buenos Aires Friday, Pompeo praised the designation and announced the newly imposed sanctions against Hezbollah operative Salman Rauf Salman.
The State Department's Rewards for Justice program is offering up to $7 million for information leading to his identification or his arrest. And the United States Department of Treasury is also designating Salman as a specially designated global terrorist, which denies him access to the United States financial system.
The visit to Argentina coincides with the 25th anniversary of the bombing of the Jewish Community Center. Argentine government has said Hezbollah is responsible for that particular attack. A 42-year-old man from Brooklyn, New York, is back on U.S. soil, charged with fighting for the Islamic State terror group as a sniper before rising through the ranks to become an emir. Charges against Ruslan Mirotovich Asanov were unsealed Friday, a day after U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces handed him over to U.S. law enforcement officials. The U.S. military then flew him to New York, where he appeared before a judge. According to court documents, he's a naturalized citizen who came to the U.S. from Kazakhstan, traveled to Syria in late 2013, where he began fighting with IS as a sniper. Eventually, he became one of the terror group's emirs responsible for establishing training camps for IS recruits and teaching them how to use weapons. A powerful bomb blast outside the gates of Kabul University in the Afghan capital Friday killed at least 8 people and wounded 33 as students and lawyers waited to take an examination, according to officials there. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.